McConnell's 70-day absence, a staff exodus, and the Jennings audition. Mitch McConnell has now been absent from public life for more than 70 days, and newly surfaced C-SPAN footage is adding urgency to questions about his condition. The McConnell situation is unfolding alongside Trump's public statement this week that he is okay with term limits. The president has floated the idea before without legislative follow-through, and term limits poll well around 70% support in most surveys, while consistently stalling as legislation because the members who would vote on them are the members who would. Video from a June 4th Voterama, the Senate's marathon overnight amendment session, shows McConnell sitting essentially motionless for hours. That footage was captured 10 days before he disappeared from public view. His office has offered no formal medical statement explaining the prolonged absence, be constrained by them. But Trump expressing openness to the concept, while the Senate's longest-serving Republican institutionalist is absent for over 2 months, gives the idea a political momentum it has rarely had. McConnell's informal influence over Senate Republican dynamics has functioned as connective tissue for nearly two decades. John Thune holds the majority leader title, but McConnell's absence creates a leadership vacuum in caucus management that does not have an obvious successor. Reports of a wave of White House staff departures ahead of the 2026 midterms fit a well-documented pattern in second-term administrations, but the election timeline is accelerating it. Aides exiting now can land private sector positions before campaign season locks hiring. Every departure takes institutional memory and creates a potential source for unflattering media coverage. CNN commentator Scott Jennings was reportedly already meeting with White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles about the press secretary position before Caroline Leavitt had even announced her departure, according to three sources cited in published reports. The White House did not publicly deny the meetings when the story broke. Jennings's background as a conservative voice in the adversarial CNN briefing room environment represents a different kind of preparation for the role than prior press secretaries brought. Whether that makes him more or less effective is genuinely debatable.